Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Geekable. It's just Anas and I this time around again. Love to have it. Good to be back on. And we have another Marvel movie under our belt as Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Just came out a few days ago now. We've both seen it. We're both super stoked to be talking about it today. And also, we have a double whammy this episode. Moon Knight has finished. The sixth episode is out on Disney Plus. If you haven't seen it already, and if you haven't seen Doctor Strange, this is your spoiler warning. We're going to be talking all things of the movie and of the show. So go out and stop listening right now if you haven't seen it. Come back to us once you have. So without further ado, Anas, how are you doing today? I'm so happy to be doing this.
Thank you. I'm excited. I have lots of thoughts about this movie.
Yeah. I mean,
and a lot of thoughts about the Moon Knight finale as well. It's just like, yes. There's so much to talk about, so much to dig into.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get into it. Let's start with Moon Knight first.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Let's fucking start with Scarlet Scarab and the MCU. I could not be happier for that. I screamed when Layla pulled out those wings.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so her look too. They didn't overcomplicate the look. It's just
it's just perfect.
Right. Yes, I agree.
And like the fact that we have an Egyptian superhero in the MCU in that moment with that little girl, my heart just melted. Like that's the representation that I've been missing my whole entire life.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes the MCU feel bigger too, because typically the superheroes are in North America. So it kind of makes it
not even North America, they're just in New York.
In New York, yeah, no, we're truly though. So yeah, I really liked that. I thought that, you know what, and I want to say this, I didn't like her character up until the sixth episode.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, even in the first few minutes of the sixth episode, I was like, she's over Mark's dead body and she's like crying, and I'm like, you did all this, you had to. I felt like she was the one who caused all this BS in the, what was it, the fourth or the fifth episode where, Mark gets shot because she needs answers while Ethan Hawke is on his way, to kill them both.
Mark is also hella shady.
He's hella shady, but
she deserves those answers. She is his freaking wife.
And that's her father.
I understand where she's coming from, because he kept her in the dark for God knows how many years.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
yeah,
you let her in the fact that you're Moon Knight. You can't tell her that you have DID and you have Steven in there with you and Jake Lockley as well.
Right. I know. So first of all, I really liked the Moon Knight action scenes in it as well as Layla scenes.
I mean,
as
we
well,
finally got Moon Knight in Moon Knight.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, because it was just really refreshing seeing him, also seeing Mr. Knight go to work, mm-hmm. Even seeing that kind of,
and seeing a kaiju Khonshu fight.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh my gosh, the CGI was great in this episode, wasn't it?
I mean, sure.
I thought it was great. I mean, yeah,
I thought Amit looked a little bit cartoony. Like I thought she came out of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah,
like those Michael Bay
look,
ones.
It's also the look. Yeah, I guess. But I was very content with it. I was more than content with it. I just have to go back to the fight scenes. Seeing Mr. Knight go off, seeing Moon Knight use a grappling hook type thing.
Yeah.
During the fight, really liked it. Really liked that aspect of it.
And I like the setting of the fight scenes as well. Like usually we're so used to seeing the same environments when they're fighting. So it was refreshing to see a Cairo city streets and using the local environment and Mr. Knight throwing a punch and then tidying up his suit in the store and all those little moments that was so fun and refreshing, yes, as you said.
Yes. Yeah. Very, just really good. It tied up nicely. The sixth episode, I think, really helped bring the show up a notch.
True. I will say, the last time we were on, this is a common criticism I've seen a lot online, is that people are really dissatisfied with the Jewish representation in the series. And I do see it's very lacking.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was really expecting more. I mean, we saw
Didn't even make his dad a rabbi.
Right. They didn't do that.
Just brushed it all off and just in kind of in passing. And I think that's really people expected more representation. And like, I mean, imagine if they did the same thing with like Ms. Marvel, like with Kamala's character when her show airs, and her religion and her, you know, identity being such an integral part of her personality and her character.
Right.
And they just like swept the fact that she's a Muslim, you know, under the rug. Like, people would be pissed off, and rightfully so. And yeah, so I feel like so. The same thing goes for Mark. And it's like, this is the first Jewish character we get in the MCU. Like, you yes. could have done more.
I was expecting more. I mean, what would have, just really quick before I dive into that, what would have been more for you? Like, him wearing a yarmulke the
Honestly,
whole time?
I'm, like, I'm not one to, you know, speak on this, but I have seen, like, criticism of, for example, that, like, his dad not even wearing it during the funeral, like, which is customary to do so.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, his dad not being a rabbi, and not that not being like an integral part of Mark's personality, because he grew up being raised by a rabbi, you know, mm-hmm. So like, those kind of things do matter for the character.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I was expecting a little more, and I kind of wanted a little more, just because it is nice to have something different. You know,
representation matters. I mean, we got like Layla, yeah. And you saw how giddy I was about her being, you know, the first Egyptian superhero.
Right.
Imagine all the, you know, the Jewish folks feeling like the same way about Mark being the first Jewish superhero, but instead they got like no, you know.
It's not like there was nothing there, but more could have. I don't know. It's not
more could have been done. That's for sure.
I didn't want to say that because, you know, I feel like
it's not
that
really
difficult.
Nitpicky, you know, it's a valid criticism.
Yeah, I don't think it's that
like
difficult.
Imagine if they made Matt Murdock and they didn't like do like Matt Murdock got so much, you know,
right.
spotlight on his Catholicism and his like religion and his faith.
Yes. Okay. You definitely helped me there, because I was actually going to use Matt as a good sort of, because when you bring up Ms. Marvel, you know, Kamala Khan, like, that's kind of a big thing to bring up compared to Moon Knight being Jewish. Like, that's, I think that's just a very big thing, but that's a very perfect example.
But I mean,
like,
you know,
Daredevil.
It's more than just religion. It's religion, it's culture. It's like, it's part of their identity, you know, whether it's Judaism or Catholicism or Islam, it is a part of their identity, and it deserves to be represented properly. And if they could do the justice to Matt and like incorporate the born again storyline and all of that,
right.
they could have done something similar for Mark. That's all.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Yeah.
But moving on, like, what would you rate this, the entire show, now that it's out of 5 stars?
Sure. First, I'm going to rate the episode, the sixth episode. Honestly, it was a good sixth episode. I really got to give it like maybe 4.2 out of 5.
Me too.
Honestly.
Around like 4.5. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'll meet you there. And overall, the series as a whole, sixth episode really tied things in, I guess. Out of 5 stars, I'd probably have to give it like a 3.4. Yeah. Same. I'm going to rest 3.3, maybe.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. That's out of 5 stars. And that's good. That's like, you know, a solid B-, you know, a case could be made for a B+, but.
No, I mean, it's not the best that we've gotten. You know, the bar is set high.
The bar is set high. And I'm just going to say it. We don't know if we'll see him again, right?
Well, it is basically more or less confirmed that there is a second season coming.
Okay. Is that
so? Basically, what Marvel did, they posted a teaser for the final episode.
Okay.
And they said in the tweet, like, the series finale is out now on Disney Plus. And then minutes later, they deleted that tweet and reposted it and changed the series finale to season finale. Or season one finale.
Right. Because, man, what's the terminology they're using? They're using shows and specials, right? No, not specials.
No, they're using miniseries or like, you know, limited series.
Okay.
And there's like Loki, which is a, you know, a normal long running series. So it is more or less confirmed that there's going to be a season two.
Good. Yeah, I would.
I don't think they would have teased Jake Lockley in the post-credits scene if there wasn't going to be season two.
Right. And I'm glad, honestly, it was frustrating because, you know, in the sixth episode, we see Jake, well, we don't see Jake Lockley. That's my point that I'm a little not annoyed with, but like I want to see the, like, you know, I'm not saying like I need to see people's, like, you know, throats being slit and like all this gore, but like I want to see Jake Lockley like in the suit, and we were hinted that he gets a different suit.
Yeah. One of the costume designers came out and said that he thought about giving Jake Lockley the Deacon Shelby suit that comes with black.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I want. I don't think that's a big ask. And it's Oscar Isaac hinted that hard. No, and there's still time to do that. So hopefully they do, because I mean the mummy suit is fine, but it would be cool to have a third suit for the third personality. You know, So and I really liked the twist at the end where you know, it's just, you know, in the car and you have Khonshu saying like, yeah, I don't need Layla.
And
like,
Khonshu I have the iconic white suits.
Oh, I know. So cool. It was so, and he was just a boss in the car. Like, he was like, I've had this show's been running and I'm the only one that knows what's going on here. Like, you know, just really good. I liked it a lot. Yeah. I mean, as soon as season two gets announced, I will be very excited for that. And I hope it gets here sooner rather than later. So yeah, overall Moon Knight, I'd say it was overall a W. Of a show.
It was not a big W, but a W nonetheless.
Yes. Yes. And you know, hopes were high for it. Hopes were high. So
of course, hopes were like, it was my most anticipated project, honestly.
Me too. So of course, me too.
No matter how good it was, I'm gonna be disappointed.
Yeah, yeah, no, me too, me too. So hopefully, I mean, if I had one ask for season two, probably be let's make it a little more street level.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I don't need hippos talking in the underworld like that. We've been there. We've done that. Cool. It worked a little.
No, overall, I definitely need like street level. I need, you know, Moon Knight actually protecting the travelers of the night.
Yes. Yeah. Midnight Mission. Just copy Jim McKay's friggin' that works for me in a way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway,
moving on to the elephant in the room.
Yes. Yes. Again, just want to stress spoiler warning right now before we get into Multiverse of Madness. So
of course it's going to be spoiler warning. Like, if you're going into this, like not having watched the movie, I am so sorry for about what you're about to hear.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, let's dive in. I mean, I'll start. I had so much fun. I haven't had this much like fun watching a Marvel movie in a long, maybe Avengers 1, honest, or like it was just fun, or like
the fan service really worked.
Oh my gosh, it was such good fan service. It was a movie for the fans, basically, in a lot of ways. I mean, it was so Sam Raimi. It was quick, and I don't mean that as in like, you know, it felt like a short movie because I loved it so much. There was a lot involved. Yeah, but it was just like a very fast-paced moving,
and I think that's where a lot of like the criticisms coming from is because there was no first act really, because they cut to the second act as soon as Strange went to see Wanda.
I was thinking that this morning. There's no big three-act structure here.
Yeah, it goes straight into the second act. Like the first act was maybe 15 minutes before Strange goes to Wanda, and then immediately kicks off the second act.
Yes.
So that's why a lot of people felt the movie was rushed. And for people who haven't seen like WandaVision or What If or like kept up with everything, they did feel like it came out of nowhere. Like, what? Wanda's
honestly, WandaVision. Honestly, yeah. I mean, What If you can kind of skate by with, I would argue.
The first episode at least.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. But like, you know, if you didn't watch WandaVision, I don't know how these people were in the movie theater watching. Like, seriously. I mean, they didn't even really touch on, you know,
it was just like straight into it,
right? That all we heard was, I'm not here to talk about what happened in Westview. And it's just like, you're expected to know. And Kevin Feige pretty much said, you're fucked if you don't watch the show. He's right, and I love to see that, because it, you know, that was the biggest ask we had, was make this Disney Plus stuff matter, and it does matter. So you know,
can we talk about the movie felt more like a Wanda movie than a Doctor Strange movie? Because I love
totally that. Here for it. Totally here for it.
Same.
Totally here for it. All day.
Let's get into like the nitty gritty bit by bit. First of all, we're introduced to Defender Strange and America Chavez.
Yes.
And they're after the Book of Vishanti, and they're being chased by a demon. What did you think of Defender Strange?
As in the little short time that we saw him,
yes,
he didn't feel that much different than Doctor Strange, which is pretty much what every Echo is in this movie. Like,
true.
You guys are one and the same. You guys are, you know, our Doctor Strange, when I say our, I mean the 616. Quote unquote 616. Yes.
Officially 616 now.
Yes, officially. You know, we're fortunate to have a Doctor Strange that, you know, does have a heart more than most.
And doesn't and, betray, you know, America Chavez and try to take her powers.
Right, right. You know, so, I mean, ultimately, you know, he was just trying to do what he has a point. You are a speck in the multiverse. Like, he kind of has a little bit of a point. And
I really liked his look. Like, I love the suit. I love the ponytail and the little, like, gray hairs going on the sideburns.
It was more wizardry.
It definitely was.
Yeah, it was definitely more mystical. It was fun.
But I love that we immediately got, like, introduced to America Chavez in, like, the opening scene. And she really stole a lot of the scenes for me. Like, she was a gem. She was so fun.
I agree.
You know, an interesting, like, okay, yes, her character arc was basically a damsel in distress that learns to defend herself. But I feel like it worked.
Yeah, worked fine. Yeah. I mean, do you think she's a mutant? I've been calling that since I watched the movie, that she's a mutant.
I don't think.
Okay, I mean, she developed the powers, and then I was like, okay, she can't control them.
Have you read the comics?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, you should go back and read Ms. America made in the USA.
Okay.
Because it retcons her origin, and it reveals where her powers are actually from, and that she's not from something called the Utopian Parallel, and she's actually from the 616 universe, but she was experimented on as a child to cure a disease.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll have to. Okay. Yeah. I'll check
and her mom out. Her moms were scientists that were experimenting on her.
I'll read it this week. Interesting. Yeah, that actually kind of sounds interesting, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good. Thanks for the recommendation. I'll check that out. So overall, though, I mean, I liked her. She had a few lines, you know, I was kind of like, okay, but other than that, she's a very welcome presence. Load her up with movies. I'm sure we'll see her for the next 20 years, you know?
Oh yeah. I can't wait. I will say though, I feel so bad for the actress for getting so much backlash over the fact that her character's queer. Like, girl is 15. She just turned 16 and she was getting death threats. Like, this fandom can be really fucking toxic sometimes. And
the world,
like,
too.
That's not okay in any world to send hate towards a 15-year-old for a character that she's playing. Come on.
You know what's especially unbelievable to me was this movie was banned.
Yeah.
In so many countries just for...
For the mention that she has two moms.
That's it.
Yep.
That's like... Sorry to kind of like get...
Into, no, but that, like, it's that's, true. This is like, the kind of freaking kidding? World we're living in.
Oh my... I was expecting like... You know, like a kiss or like, you know, Miss America.
I expected
like
a kiss.
You did or you didn't?
I did expect a kiss. I thought I read that, like, you know, it was banned over these 10 seconds. And I was like, oh, they definitely kissed in those 10 seconds. But no, it was just like she mentioned having two moms.
And you see him for like 10 seconds. And
and she caresses her hair and puts a flower in her head. Like, come on.
Yeah. No. No. We'll see. Maybe, you know, maybe as far as the moms go, it'd be cool to kind of have her own little adventure. Maybe a show be kind of find her moms. I mean, maybe they're still out there. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Again, I don't know. I mean, she's learning magic and stuff, which is cool. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting direction that they took with her character, because the America Chavez in the comics is not, you know, magic at all.
Right.
Like, she's flies, but that's part of her skill set.
Yeah. Yeah,
and she just punches holes through universes, and she's pretty strong and durable. So it was interesting to like have her train on magic. I wonder if they're going to keep her up with that, because now then, like, they have increased the number of magic based characters, because now we have Ned Leeds and America Chavez.
I know. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm sure her future is bright. I'm sure she'll pop up many, many, many different places. Doctor Strange's future is bright. You know, I was kind of gonna
super
save this
bright, and so is Wanda's. End, but,
and so is Wanda's getting her own show. She's got a, I mean, sorry,
movie. I read a rumor that she's getting her own movie.
I saw that too, and it's gonna be called Children's Crusade. So the
I think it's gonna be either like her kids going after her, looking for her, or she's continuing her quest to look for her kids.
Right.
But either way, I love that storyline in the comics. It's an interesting storyline. I wonder if they're gonna incorporate Doom into it at all, or maybe like Mordo.
We'll see.
Like, I will fight tooth and nail defending Wanda's actions in this movie, because she did nothing wrong. Like, she was being sensible. She was being reasonable. She was gaslit left and right by Doctor Strange. And he was like, but your kids weren't real. Why are you so upset? And it's like, they were real to her. Like, help her, you know?
When he was saying that, I was like, God,
all had it coming. And when she went to the freaking, like, Kamar Taj, she warned them. She was like, step down. I don't want to hurt anyone. I just want America. And like, if America from the get-go was able to control her powers like she did in the finale, like, I'm sure Wanda would have seen reason, you know? She wouldn't have gotten like off the hook. But you know, I don't think she was a villain. Like, she was not.
Well, the line is drawn for me where she starts killing people to get her kids back. I mean, she did a lot of damage. She
tried to warn them. They were the ones who got in her way. You're trying to like separate a mother from her children.
Right, but what, you know, Stephen Strange was right. It's like, what are you going to do once you get to your kid? I don't know. I guess the movie could have been a lot shorter.
There are infinite realities. There must have been one where Wanda passed away from, like,
good point. Know,
getting hit by a car and her kids.
I was
going to
say, yeah, I agree. And we saw that in Doctor Strange in the What If episode, you know, when there's an absolute point, you can't, like, escape it. But they never
said anything that this was an absolute point of, like, Wanda not having her kids.
No, they didn't, which is my exact. I agree with you. There's like, realities out there.
I felt like they really pushed her to commit all those acts.
Right.
And if they had just listened to her and helped her instead, things would have been a lot different.
Yeah. And, you know, it goes back. This was said 3 or 4 times in the movie. You know, Doctor Strange feels like he needs to be the one holding the knife. And I think we saw that in this. Like, he's like, no, you know, my way or the highway.
Look at her. At the end of the day, she saw reason. Like, she's not inherently evil.
No, but it's
she's
been
just
confirmed
a deeply hurt mom trying to reunite with her children. And, you know, I understand that.
She's a widowed mom. She has nothing. She doesn't have anything.
And it's all because of, like, nothing. You know, like, she, everything that she's been a subject of so many awful things that's out of her control. Like, she's been from day one, like, she mentioned this in the movie, like, she's like, I ripped out my husband's brain for nothing.
Right.
Like, she sacrificed so much and nobody would hear her out or try to help her.
No. Who came for her? Who came?
Exactly.
No one.
Yeah. Doctor Strange come to check up on her? When he needed her.
And he knew about Westview.
And he knew about Westview.
He's just getting to
her
and
be like, hey, are you doing okay? You lost your kids. You lost your husband again. No. He only went to her when he needed help. Oh, my God. I'm getting very...
I'm getting very angry
just defending Wanda.
No, I agree. And you know, there's so many times where I was like, she is... disgustingly powerful. Like, Kevin Feige wasn't messing around when he said she's the most powerful character in the Marvel cinematic, and she is. You know what I really liked too, and this was just like a little thing, was that like Doctor Strange and Wong really helped like seal the deal for her. A few, like, they messed up a lot in the movie, you know, like Strange going to her, telling her, you know, we have this kid and it's, you know, it's been America that Scarlet Witch has been looking for.
Yeah.
That was, you know, even America was like, so you told the person who's been trying to get me where I am. And I like that. And then Wong took her to Chthone's castle and she's the queen.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. There's just something about it.
That's why I said it's like more like a Wanda movie, because we got so much Wanda lore. Like, we got Wanda gore, we got Chthon, we got like, you know, so many interesting tidbits about her character and like the Darkhold and everything.
Right.
But what evolution did Strange get? Nothing really. He just accepted that he lost Christine.
You kind of got me. Yeah. And I hope we don't see her again. I'm done with the whole Christine thing.
Oh, we're not going to see her again. We're going to see Clea.
Yeah. Which kind of looks pretty exciting, to be honest. Also,
I mean, Charlize Theron, are you kidding me?
Yeah. That's pretty exciting stuff. And, you know, speaking of exciting stuff, let's just talk about it now. The Illuminati scene.
Yes. Okay.
Oh.
Let's start. Man. First of all, the Black Bolt suit looks so good.
Oh, man. It was so... Anson Mount was... He just looked cool, too. There was something about it.
He really, like, deserved that role. And I feel like they really undersold it to him. Like, they did him dirty with that series.
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw him...
Top notch.
I haven't been that excited to see a character in a extremely long time when I saw Black Bolt. And then, of course, before they hinted at it, they're like, yeah, this is the Baxter Laboratory or something. The Baxter. And I was like,
I literally had to rewind that moment. I was screaming.
I was like, are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, they snuck it in there. And then, of course, you know, he's the last one that, he's actually not the last one. Professor X is. But Reed Richards comes and it's friggin' John Krasinski. He's in the exact look that, you know, every fan edit has ever been made.
Yeah, with the black stripes and everything.
Like it. Yep. Perfect. I loved his acting. It was so much like, you know, we had to do this, but I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. Just like in the Illuminati, just like in Hickman's Illuminati.
And I love that this version of Mr. Fantastic is married and does have like Franklin and Valeria, because he mentioned that he has kids.
all fan service right there. That moment.
And then that response, that one that was like, oh, I'm glad that your kids have someone to tuck them in. I was like, oh my God.
I know. She was brutal during that whole, that was just, I mean, she was just covered in blood. I mean, I also like the kind of horror stuff that happened with Wanda too. Just going back to that real quick before we cover the Illuminati stuff.
They were like, a couple of jump scares, but yeah, they didn't really get me. What really scared me, like the one moment that scared me was when she was dream jumping. And then she jumped into her, you know, alternate body and looked straight at the camera. And I was like, whoa, okay, well, hold on.
That was cool. That was such a minor low-key fourth wall break, but not really. But it was just very well done. The whole, like, her in the house kind of freaking out, you know?
Yeah.
It was just so cool. It was so cool. Oh, man. Her powers just go really well with cinematics, I think.
Definitely.
So well. So and she kind of felt like a witch in this movie too. Like there's, you know, she is a witch. So I very much would hope people would agree with that. But going back to the Illuminati, Professor X rolls out. Very cool. Very cool.
When that 90s theme orchestral version hit, I got goosebumps. And then when he used his powers to show Doctor Strange the Titan, no. And that effect, that like that glow around his head, oh my God,
so cool. Even him like walking in Wanda's, you know, headspace, I thought that was cool too. We got to see
like Black Bolt use his powers on Titan.
I know that Titan scene was so crazy. You have dead Thanos, and you know you just have all of the Illuminati, and it was just. You know, being super nitpicky about this, and I've talked to a few other people, they kind of agree, like, it would have been kind of cool if they had knocked out Agent Carter. I think they just did that for fan service because people respond well to her, but giving us some sort of variant of, like, Black Panther would have been...
We've already gotten, like, Black Panther variant in, you know, in What If?
Oh, we did, yes, yes.
I think they're really, like, trying... Because, you know, we don't have Chadwick anymore, unfortunately. Right, so they didn't want to do anything with that character until the movie comes out and like they reveal what's going to happen with the Black Panther mantle.
Yeah, they're keeping that heavily under wraps. Mm-hmm. That's they're keeping that very close to the vest, which is good.
But yeah, it was a lot of fan service. It worked very well. I loved that whole sequence, sequence. I will say, gosh, I can't wait to see more of like Fantastic Four and Mutants now. Like,
I know.
I don't know if John Krasinski is going to come back for the role in the end of 616. I don't
think Patrick Stewart's
coming back for the role in 616, but whatever they do, I feel like they're going to do it justice.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I mean, I agree with you in the sense too that since John Krasinski was, because it was so good, it was everything I had wanted. Honestly, it was when I saw him come out, it was just so, and he had good screen time too. He spoke a lot.
Yeah,
it was everything I wanted and more. So overall, you know, the Illuminati scene was honestly one of the most hype moments we've ever had in the MCU. I don't think that's true.
Let's talk about the glimpses of universes that we got when America and Doctor Strange were jumping.
Yeah,
because we basically got nods to a lot of pre-existing comic universes. We got like the noir universe.
Really?
Yeah, there was like a universe they jumped into, which was like black and white and had like old film stripes all over it.
Okay, yes.
And there
yes.
was the 60s Spider-Man animated universe.
Yeah, that was fun.
There was a universe that were there, like where there were paints.
Yeah,
like yeah so many cool variations. Great
scene, wasn't it? Such a good scene.
This was like equivalent of the open your eye scene from the first movie.
Yeah, very good. It was a very good movie. Good scene that, and good movie, but good. That scene was just how I mean, it must have taken forever to film that as well. I mean, that's a lot of CGI, and it looked great.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, obviously we know she's not dead, but do you think like Wanda is incapacitated or maybe lost her powers, or because, you know, if they're going to go with the Children's Crusade storyline, she did lose her memory and her powers in that storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think they're doing something similar? Because we did see a red glow when Mount Wandagore crushed around her. So do you think that was her like dispelling her powers or teleporting herself to safety? Or what do you think?
Man, she obviously didn't go down with the mountain. We probably have to say what? It's got to be teleportation. I don't know if she's, I don't know. Yeah, you don't know either. I've been trying to kind of piece it together what makes sense, but I thought for sure she was going to be left in that Muspelheim looking universe, that fire, you know, kind of just looked like hell. Mm-hmm. I thought America was going to push her in there, but that wasn't the case. So it's we'll see. I hope we see her sooner rather than later, but she's probably kind of looking for a mini break because yeah. She What's literally filmed WandaVision. That mini break
is that the House of Harkness show is coming up.
Yes.
So do you think that Agatha is freed from that spell that Wanda cast on her?
See, I don't know the limitations of this. I hope, because I really want that show to be in the
current times. You know, you don't want it to be flashback? Yeah.
No, I don't want a flashback show, personally. That automatically lowers my
just
everything.
I would love, I have no expectations for that show, but I would love for it to, introduce maybe the Minorus and, the Staff of One.
Okay.
I'm talking Runaway Glory.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I mean.
Or maybe, Dr. Voodoo, or, just give us more, magical lore expand. Of MCU.
Right. Expand it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. You said it right. I don't have any expectations for that show either, but I mean, as far as hype goes for that show, I would be pretty excited if it was just stated. It's going to be a current.
Yeah. You
know, we'll see where that, when is that? I don't even know when that's coming out
in that series. Maybe as a cameo or something.
Who?
Wanda.
I hope.
Yeah,
I hope so. I mean, no one really asked for that show, to be honest. So they just kind of...
It's just because the character resonated so much with so many people and she got really viral and she won an Emmy for the show. So, I believe that if they're enough to green light a show for her, that means they have a story in mind.
Yes. Yes. Always a story. But they don't green light stuff just to...
Yeah, it's not. We're not like some other.
Yeah, I was gonna say, watch out, but I agree with you. Well, I agree with you. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens with her show. Hopefully, Wanda appears there next. I guess it makes most sense that she would appear there next, if anywhere. But you never know, because her roots kind of run deep at this point. You know, she's been around for.
Clea.
Yeah, not Clea. So, the incursions. When they started talking incursions. With the Illuminati, when they started talking that, I was
that
like,
makes me oh. sure that they're leading up to a Secret Wars Avengers movie.
Absolutely, they are. I think that's, I mean, Kevin Feige.
The first saga was the Infinity Saga. This is the Multiverse Saga.
I agree. The Kevin Feige just announced, not announced, but he someone quoted him saying a few days ago that he's going to a retreat to plan the next 10-year
retreat.
Yeah, which is super exciting, beyond exciting, honestly, because it's just, I mean, we're already 1 or 2 years into the phase mm-hmm. of what would probably be a 10-year. I'm incorporating the past 2 years into the 10-year plan. So we'll see what happens. But I mean, man, there's just so many things they could do with a Secret Wars movie. So many things they could do. I don't know. But the incursions, when Clea came and was like, you caused an incursion in our universe. I was like, ooh.
But what's interesting is that Clea is the Sorcerer Supreme of the Dark Dimension. So do you think that the Dark Dimension is experiencing an incursion?
I don't know if it can.
Exactly.
I don't know if it can. That's a good question. That's worth some research right there. That's a good. See, we need War Lion comics. I feel like he would know exactly. He could give us a freaking rundown of that
stuff.
Yeah. But Clea looked. First of all, she looked great. And
I love that they went so comic accurate with her hair and her purple outfit.
Yeah. They. And just as far as comic accuracy goes, too. I saw so much Steve Ditko art in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So much when the bus sort of
I love that
so good. Love to see that. You love to see that. One thing that didn't look so good though was didn't look bad. They could have done a little better job with Zombie Strange's makeup, the practical effects, the eyes. Sometimes I was like, okay, this is a little, come on, it's the MCU. Yeah. But I liked that whole, oh man, it was so badass, that whole zombie strange, you know, when he like kind of like
the demons.
Yeah, the demons are like, you can't do this. And he's pretty much like, well, I'm gonna. And he just kind of makes them his bitch. I like that a lot. That was so cool. He just, man, that's what I like about Doctor Strange. He's always thinking outside the box, just like Reed Richards.
That's true.
You know, that's what's cool about him. But what didn't you like about the film? Anything?
I mean, honestly, I've only seen it once and I was so overtaken by all the hype that I probably need to wait for it to come out on Disney Plus and watch it again and like really, you know, mull it over to see if I have any valid critiques or like anything. But yeah, overall, I loved it and I thought that Wanda deserved better.
Yeah, but I like that she didn't. I like that she didn't get better because it makes me so invested in her journey.
Yeah, I can't wait for Wanda's revenge.
Like, yeah, I mean, maybe it won't be revenge. Maybe it'll be more of, I don't know.
I don't see her coming back from this. Like, I don't see a redemption arc happening for her unless there's like a major, you know, retcon. Like, imagine Steve Rogers sitting there being like, she did what to who?
I know. The thing is, she made her hole deeper. She dug it deeper when she read the Darkhold, because now, just like what Professor X saw, I don't know what to call it. Her pure self is still in there. It's just locked away.
No, that was her dream self, like the other body from the other reality.
No, it wasn't.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I don't. Do you know the scene?
Because he said you have to wrestle back control of the body.
Yeah, the Darkhold took her over.
No, I'm pretty sure that was referring to the fact that Wanda was in the body of another Wanda because she was daydreaming.
I think I'm wrong. I think you're correct on that. I think you're actually. So my understanding was the Darkhold took her over and her pure self was stuck somewhere and that mm-hmm. was it. But yeah, that's cool. We'll see what happens. I mean, Doctor Strange is clearly affected by the Darkhold.
The third eye popping up. Very mm-hmm. Jason Aaron.
Yeah, very Jason Aaron. We'll see what happens with that. I mean, that's a whole other. There's consequences to using something like that. Like what, you know, Doctor Strange said.
Overall, like, there's so much to look forward to. And we have Ms. Marvel next month starting up.
Yeah, that's next month, right? Yeah, which I'm not psyched about. I'll be watching it and going in with an open mind, but I have no expectations really for that.
I'm just, you know, a bit upset about the power shift, but we'll see how they play that out. We'll see.
Right. That's right. Yeah, and I totally understand when fans like yourself are like, it's kind of dumb, the whole power shift thing. But yeah, that's coming up, and also, I mean, Thor: Love and Thunder is. I would use. Terms, you know, it's around the corner at this point.
It is.
I mean, that's gonna be sick. That's gonna be absolutely. Oh man, I posted on Geekable that quote Taika put up. Like, we probably have the best Marvel villain mm-hmm. yet. I think there's some merit to that. I really do. I hope. But lots to look forward to overall. Doctor Strange: Multiverse of Madness definitely in the top 10. Favorites, maybe even top 5 favorite Marvel movie.
Not that mark? Far up for me yet.
Not that far up. What about top 10?
Maybe top 15.
Wow, really? Okay. See, I just loved the movie.
I mean, again, as I said, I've only watched it once. I was too hyped up. I need to like really sit with it.
It did live up to the hype, though. It did.
Yeah, but I can see a lot of the criticism and where it's coming from.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. I would be very happy if Sam Raimi came back and did Doctor Strange 3 down the line or any other Marvel movie, to be totally honest. I liked it a lot. And we want to hear your thoughts as well. You know, when we make a post for this, please comment. Let us know what your thoughts are about the movie and how you liked it, what you loved, what you didn't love, what you hope to see in the future. We want to hear all that. So, you know, wrapping this episode up, Doctor Strange, definitely a movie that I plan on seeing again. Loved it. Hope to be thrilled by it another time. But wrapping this episode up, great talking about Doctor Strange. Love it. Moon Knight, love it. Both characters have what's hopefully a bright future ahead of them.
Absolutely.
If you want to be kept in the loop with all of that fun stuff, please go ahead and follow us on Geekable_podcast. That is our Instagram handle where we're posting daily updates, news, comic news, all that fun stuff where, you know, we're breaking it down and just generating conversations about it because we're a fan, you're a fan. Go follow us and let's talk comics and the MCU. So thank you to all of our old fans for listening, coming back again. If you're new here, thank you so much for coming again. Please hit that follow button on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever so you don't miss an episode. And Anas, we'll hit it next week again and get ready for Ms. Marvel.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.